Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in and talk about the topic today, I'll get it out. I'm leaving that in. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have a special, quote unquote, special going on right now where we're giving quarterly memberships. We're super excited about that. People seem excited about it. And then that maybe come in and join for 3 months and take a couple months off. I personally would never leave teachhoops.com, but you have that option. And it's great. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast. So I think they have more information, but in some respects, they're less informed, less mature. I mean, it's, and again, you and I might be sounding like old guys, but I think that's true because they're in an information age where they can Google just about anything.
I coach too, and I'm not a psychologist, but I mean, part of being a coach is being a psychologist to some extent. So, but a lot of people are saying that the maturity, you know, where 30 years ago, a person was maturing maybe at a certain level at the age of 18, that's now 25, 26, where it was 30 years ago, an 18-year-old.
And I'll ask my wife that. I'm married to a psychologist. So every basketball coach should be married to a psychologist, to be honest with you. But I'll ask her about that. You're right. I think there's exceptions to the rules or outliers, but you're right. I think I just see that. You're right. Like if you've listened to my podcast, my son took a gap year, so he didn't go to college last year. So I just think about him and he's pretty mature, but it's like, would he be more like a 17-year-old 20 years? I don't know. It's like, that's interesting. That year matured him a lot between 18 and 19. That was a big year. I can tell you from a father's standpoint, it's like, whoa, he grew up a lot. But that might've been circumstances too, rather than other things. I find that intriguing.
Can I ask you a question? I know you're asking me questions, but how do you guys, so if I was looking at ways to build attendance, you know, so our gym, we're not a big gym. Seats 1500. There's some, you know, in Indiana, I think we've got 8 of the 10 biggest high school gyms in America. Dude,
you got Richmond, you got Newcastle. Yes. All of those. Yes.
Yeah. East Chicago Central, you know, there are multiple gyms that seat 10,000 plus, but 1500, even in ours, you know, we're in the metropolitan area of Indianapolis. And so you've probably got 50 schools in the area all, you know, trying to draw attendance. Have you guys found anything that works and do you even sell out your gym? Do you care about, like, for me, I think it's a recruiting tool. Like
we do, we're in a small gym too. So we're in the biggest class. We've got 2700 kids in our school and we're probably the second smallest we're probably one of the smaller Division I gyms in the entire state, and we're probably in the top 10. So our gym comfortably holds like 1,200, 1,300. It's probably smaller than yours.
Yeah.
So when I put 1,000 in there, it is a small, like everyone else is building field houses and stuff. And we have a field house, but we don't play our games there. We play it in the other gym. So what I have found is the key is you got to get the young kids to bring their parents and their grandparents to come. Is the sellouts are either you're playing a big game, right? Like there's something on the line for the game. Cause we've had those where, you know, you better be there after school's out or you're close circuiting in the odd, or you got to have, you know, like the youth, you got to like these three elementary schools are coming and you can just get, so we give them discounted tickets. We give tickets to, you know, you just come, it's youth night, blah, blah, blah. And then they bring mom and dad and grandma and all that. That has been one of the, cause again, you're right. We're in like the state capital. There's lots of things to do on a Friday night rather than come to a high school basketball game. So to draw it in like that, you know, and all the other like gimmicky stuff does work, you know, you weren't having a drawing or we're giving away, you know, a weekend at blah, 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 you buy a ticket. Those things do work. But to get the loyal ones that are going to come game after game after game, you got to hook those, like you said, and me, the young kids that will remember it. And the parents are always looking, what can I do with my, you know, fifth grader tonight that's fun, that's entertaining, you know, free popcorn and a hot dog if you come tonight kind of thing. You're still going to make money on it.
Do you guys sell season tickets at all?
We don't sell season tickets. We don't.
We do say that the Booster Club sells a year-round pass that you can go to any sporting event if you buy this year-round pass. So I guess that's somewhat of a season ticket, but
yeah, they have something like that in our district too. But then it's like if you're in a district employee, you can come and bring two people, I think, is the way ours work. So we have some of those floating around too. That you can bring. You're not gonna like my answer, but the best way to sell your gym out is get good.
Yeah, no. That's exactly right. You know, I read this book called Sports Scorecasting this summer, and it talked about home court advantage though, and how, you know, even so, I grew up in Northern Illinois. Cubs would have, even in their worst years, they would still win more at home than they did on the road. And you know, Wrigley historically over the last 15, 20 years has sold out no matter how good or bad the Cubs are. And they said, you know, that provides them a home field advantage. And so
it's the best. I hate to break it to everyone that's listening around the world, but the Cubs are the best professional organization in the world. I've been a Cubs fan since I could walk. So it's like, yeah. I still cry about 2016. So it's like,
yeah, no, we did the same thing. I had a chance to, so I ended up taking my dad to one of those games at the World Series, and it was an amazing, I was choked up when I was
there. I still can't believe they won it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm watching the parade in my classroom at lunch, and like tears are coming down. It's like, oh my God, I cannot believe they won. But anyway, that was a mirror. Steve Bartman thanks him every day.
That's right.
I think that's one of the best things. I mean, and the thing is, it's, you're right, it's your players that are going to be your recruiters to get people to come to the games. Like, hey, Aunt Sally, come to my game on Tuesday, blah, 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 blah. You know, they, you know, and that's where, when we did youth clinics and stuff, we've done free youth clinics for some of our feeders, our elementaries and middle schools. And then when I take the kids out, we'll do it in the fall. We'll do them in Saturday mornings during the season. Those are the best things, because then those little kids want to come see the kids play. So, you know, we'll do that sometimes before practice on Saturday. We call them Saturday morning programs. We'll invite a couple elementary kids classes in, and then they'll come in. We'll run some drills, and then, hey, come to the game tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, like I said, parents of young kids are always looking for something to do, and it's cheap and it's easy and it's close. And, you know,
Write that one down. Good idea, coach.
Yeah, so it's about that connection. It's about you know, they're your best recruiters for getting people to come. Like my best, when I've had my best sellouts and during the season, it's because like everybody liked all the kids on the team. I mean, to be honest with you, it's like, well, we like them. They're fun. Let's go watch them. And the thing is, if football's good this year and going to make a run, that should help you, because it's like, look, they won. Come watch us play, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's that cross, like, you know, you can feed off that football thing too. It's like, it kind of keeps it moving in the right direction. All right. Let me go through. I don't want to keep you too long because you just got back. I'm sure you guess. I'm going to do my rapid fire. What's your favorite brand of basketball?
Wilson.
Why?
I like the seams on it. It just feels like, I think you can catch it and actually feel the seams on your fingertips.
Okay. Okay. One word to describe your ideal player.
Competitive.
Okay. Favorite pregame or postgame meal?
Pizza.
Okay. You go to one sporting event in the world, what would you go to?
I've had a chance to be a lot of them. I think for me, one of the things I've talked with my dad is a big baseball guy is going to the Caribbean World Series. Haven't been there yet, but I've heard it's just amazing.
Really? No, I've not heard about that. Interesting.
Yeah, did a thing maybe 10 years ago, 10 best things to do in sports, you know, Indy 500, sitting in Wrigley Field bleachers, going to a Packers. Masters. Yeah. And one of those 10 was the Caribbean World Series. And so I think that's it's usually the challenges as a basketball coach. It's generally in January, February before spring training starts. So, cause a lot of those players will come back into spring training. So it'll have to be a year after I retire, probably.
I know I got a long list of stuff I'm thinking about doing. What's one thing you do to relax?
I enjoy playing golf. Don't get to do it very much though. But that would be the thing that I enjoy.
I used to golf, hunt, and fish pre-kids and pre-coaching. And then like poof, all gone. Do you have any superstitions?
I did, but it didn't even matter how superstitious I was. We weren't winning, so it didn't matter. But I used to wear, if I won, keep the same pair of socks and just wear it to the next game. But that hasn't worked. So I figured, hey, maybe if you've got one, I'll start stealing it from you.
I've had some weird ones, but there's some I've kept. I've gotten rid of most of them. One year we were undefeated until the state championship, and I ate 26 number threes at McDonald's. It was horrible. And then by the end of it, by March, I was like taking a bite of the burger. I was just throwing it away. I just had to buy it just because. But I'm always the last one on the bus. I have some silly ones like that. I'll get off the bus, get back on it kind of thing. Yeah.
We are always quiet on the way to a game. If we win, they can do whatever they want on the way back. If we lose, quiet on the way back.
Yeah. And I am. I'm a relatively casual dresser at work and blah, blah, blah. But on game day, I dress up pretty nice because that's just, people go, why do you do that? I go, well, it's kind of my jersey. Like I'm getting, you know, I'm not a baseball coach, so I'm not actually putting the jersey on. So,
we talk about it being a business trip, you know, and so I don't know if that's going to change because of how COVID kind of changed the dress code for a lot of college coaches and stuff too. And I don't know what colleges are going to do and what that'll impact the high school level, but.
And we always do a morning shoot around the day of a game and I don't get a lot out of it probably. Cause it's like, but it's more that, and they go, why do you do that? I go, because I'm trying to get them up and thinking about it. Cause they're teenage boys.
Yep.
It's game day. Like, well, all right, here we go. This is what we do on game day. Doesn't matter. We're here early. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's about getting rides and how do I get there? Blah, blah, blah. It's all those things. One coaching technique you think is important?
I think teaching kids how to communicate today.
Amen.
Both on and off the floor. You know, I shared with somebody, I walked into a gym at one of the schools I was at. And I was, I tried to call a kid. I was walking in and I could see him on the other end and he looked at his phone and just put it back in his pocket.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
But if I had if I text the kid, immediate response. Like, they will text, but they don't want to talk. Well, that follows through onto the basketball floor. And we talk, winning teams talk and winning teams touch. You know, if the great teams that win at any level, they're going to talk and they're going to touch each other. High five, slaps on the back, whatever, huddle at the free throw line. And so those are the two things that we really touch.
And the thing is, here's what I tell young coaches that I mentor too, is you got to tell them how to do that. Like, you don't just tell them to talk. You have to tell them what this, gibberish is no good. And initially, sometimes you got to get it. What I got too is I got a decibel thing on my phone, and I'll just go like, we're at like one, so I want to know how loud it gets. Like,
that's
too.
Awesome.
I forgot where it was, some coaching clinic I went to and stuff, but it's like, where are we? We're at like a one. We need to be at a six, whatever. We didn't have a season last year, so I haven't used it in a year. But so that kind of correlation, I think, is important. Describe your perfect player in five words or less.
Smart, high basketball IQ. So that must be, that's probably gets you right there. I don't know if I counted those up right.
That's good. We're okay. We'll count it. We'll count it. Best basketball player you have seen in person?
Michael Jordan.
Okay. Best basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. I got in a discussion in my AP stats class the other day, and it was pretty funny. And they go, no, it's LeBron. I go, okay, maybe we can have that discussion. We're doing some statistics on it, and the statistics point toward Michael. But I said, just know that Michael wasn't wearing LeBron on his jersey. LeBron's wearing Michael on his jersey. And they go, what do you mean? I go, well, obviously Michael was really good, but Michael's also been, you're still talking about Michael. That'd be like me talking about Bob Cousy. And they go, who? Yeah. And I go, that's the difference. He's still relevant 25 years after he's done playing. That's why he's probably, if not the greatest player of all time, the most influential player of all time.
Whether it's YouTube or, his timing couldn't have been better putting together his documentary when it came out during COVID. But
I know
he's just different, and in a good way, different, like so competitive, got his teammates to be so good. But just the things, even when you watch him, I mean, his ability to just float in the air, his shooting ability, great defense.
We're old guys. If you could only teach one basketball skill, what would that skill be?
I think passing. And I think passing is one of those things that is probably, I don't know. For me, it's almost like you either have it or you don't.
Trust me, I got a couple on my team this year that are like, I didn't do any. I mean, they just, you're right. It sounds like a cop out, but I don't think it is. It's one of those like, you just see the court. Things must slow for you or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You see the game a little bit earlier than other people see it. You've got touch and finesse. I don't know how to teach it better, but that would be the one thing that I'd say, man, if I could teach that better, because it makes everything better.
Right. I agree. I think we talked about this one, but I'll let you answer it here. I think it was before we came on. High school shot clock, yes or no?
I would say no. I like it. It's no shot clock.
Okay. If you could change one thing about the game, what would you change?
Well, that's a good question. I think I would, I think you guys do this. I might go to halves versus quarters.
I'm telling you, we do it. It's 18 minute halves. It forces you to play more kids though.
Yeah. Which I like. I do too.
I think it's perfect for high school. I think everybody should be in halves because your best player can't play 36 minutes hard. They can't.
Yep.
So I have to rest everybody in the first half. I have to.
I like that, you know, because we're playing 32 minutes when you're playing quarters. And right. So up in that extra 4 minutes, I think is a really cool thing.
I do too. I think that I have two. If you've listened to my podcast, I get rid of the jump ball. I think it's stupid. I think the visiting team should just get the ball, and I would make the court wider.
Huh?
Too narrow.
And is that so you can get like in the corners?
Well, because the bodies are getting so big that you should space out the 3-point line in the corners. I think 94 feet is fine. I have no problem with the length at the collegiate and NBA, but I think if you go to a college game and you look at that court, it is it's not wide enough.
Yeah.
Because the bodies are just, it's not the same it was 50 years ago. The bodies are just bigger. I don't think that's ever going to happen in my lifetime because that'd be a lot of courts you'd have to change. But
yeah,
it's an interesting, it's one of those things you kind of grandfather, like every high school court from now on should be 94 feet. It should be. You build it, you should just have to be 94. But charge circle in the high school, yes or no?
I would go for that. I think it's the heart from my perspective. One of the things my dad made me do in high school and college, because he never wanted me complaining to the refs, is you got to go ref.
Right.
And I think it's the hardest call in basketball.
It is. So
I think that would help. I think that would help. Although I know there's still controversy, you know, did they get the foot out or 2 feet outside of the.
That's the only issue I have at the high school level is that these guys are accountants during the day and then they kind of try to come do this. There's no instant replay. We're just putting something else on them. And it's a fifth. Yeah, that would be my only argument with that one. Favorite quote or saying?
Bigger quote or same? Is that what you said?
Favorite quote or saying? Or mantra or whatever. It can be a mantra. It can be anything.
Yeah. So I had a mentor of mine said, you never want to work for a nervous boss, especially if you're the one making them nervous. And I thought that was fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's probably my favorite quote. You know, it could be, you never want to play for a nervous coach, especially if you're the one making him nervous. But it's, I've always thought that was a good one.
I love that. Okay. Best basketball coach of all time.
Well, I'm wearing my North Carolina stuff. I think Dean Smith was fantastic. I love John Wooden too. I mean, those would probably be the two that I would go to. And if you had to pick between, I'd probably Dean Smith for me would be my.
All right. So my last question I always ask people is if you could give your younger self some advice, what would it be?
Mine would be tougher earlier, and relax later in a season, meaning don't go in, you know, trying to win kids' hearts early, win their hearts late, and be tough early because if you're not tough early, you can never get it back. And so I'd be, you know, attention to detail, like, hey, we're not budging off it. You better touch the line or you better, you know, this type of footwork, whatever it is, because once you let it go, you never get it back for that.
So coach, someone that's coached, taught for 33 years, you basically gave teaching 101 right there, because you can't go into your class by post spring break. I can like joke with them and I can, because we've already got the culture built inside the classroom at that point and the expectations and they know Mr. Collins. But if I do that the first week of school, you definitely cannot do that. Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. You get the gold star for doing this, jumping off a plane and doing this. So I really appreciate it. I really do.
Hey, thanks again for all you do for us as basketball coaches. I think what you provide is just extraordinary for high school youth level coaches. And so thank you for all the time, energy, and effort that you do putting into this.
Oh, of course. I love doing it. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That was. Hey, everybody, if you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.